City officials in Rutland remain hopeful that a new hotel will be built downtown. But along with Act 250 permits, the deal hinges on a federal tax incentive, which has been delayed because of the recent federal government shutdown. VPR's Nina Keck has more.
It's been almost 50 years since there was a hotel in downtown Rutland. The historic Berwick Hotel burned down in 1973, and the sunken lot that remains is still empty. Last year, Williston-based DEW Construction purchased an option to buy that land and several nearby buildings with hopes of building a new hotel with up to 120 rooms. But DEW's Pete Kelly says the $16 to $18 million project will only happen if it receives new markets tax credits. And Kelly says decisions on those federal incentives have been delayed until April or May.
We were hopeful before this federal shutdown that we would be able to start in the late fall.
New markets tax credits were created to encourage investment and job creation in low-income communities. Kelly admits hotels are not typically considered for the program because the jobs they create are often low-paying. To address that, DEW incorporated an employment model in their hotel proposal that would offer livable wages and target people who are re-entering the workforce and those facing barriers to employment.
So that would include people that are coming out of the prison population or people that have had substance abuse problems and have gone through recovery and are reentering the workforce.
Kelly says the hotel would partner with organizations like Dismas House and Project Vision in Rutland to make that happen. Teresa Mealy, chair of the Rutland Region Workforce Investment Board, says they wrote a letter last year in support of the proposal.
One of the areas that more employers are looking at, especially with really low unemployment, are, you know, non-traditional sources of applicants and employees. So it wouldn't be unheard of, in my opinion, for a hotel to kind of zero in on that population of people as a means of not only supporting, you know, the community that they're doing business in or hope to do business in, but as well as strong support for their hotel in terms of workforce.
New markets tax credits are competitive and developers can't access them alone. They need to work with community development agencies. DEW has been working with several, including Vermont Rural Ventures. Vermont Rural Ventures' Beth Boutin says DEW's employment model is what made their proposal attractive.
Yeah, I think it can really make a difference, and that's why we've pursued the conversation as far as we have. I think it can really give someone a pathway out of poverty.
But Boutin says even if the tax credits are awarded, the hotel still needs to get Act 250 approval and line up all the necessary funding. For VPR News, I'm Nina Kack.
And this disclosure, DEW Construction is a VPR underwriter.